Yo, yo, what's going on, big dogs? Welcome into another episode of Adams Plus One. Here we are, I'm back at it, providing you with the top five quarterbacks in the NFL. This time we're doing it through the first 2 weeks. After 2 weeks of football, we're answering the question, what top five guys in the NFL are playing the best at the quarterback position? Last week we had Joe Burrow ranked at 5, Matthew Stafford at 4, Lamar Jackson at 3, Josh Allen at 2, Patrick Mahomes at 1. Sneak peek, we're going to have a lot of movement because quarterback play has been up and down this year. And remember, this is not a lifetime achievement award. We are looking at the first 2 weeks of data of how these quarterbacks are playing, and we are just continuing to move this list. It's going to ebb and it's going to flow. And this guy, speaking of ebbing and flowing, speaking of up and down, this guy has not been up and down. A newcomer to the list for the first time this year at number 5 this week. Through 2 weeks of football, Kyler Murray is coming in at number 5. He's not only second in QBR, he's also second in EPA, expected points added. He's playing phenomenal football. He took Josh Allen in the Bills to the wire. It was a great game. He just played exceptionally well against the Rams. Maybe the best game of the year so far. Kyler Murray is coming in at number 5. It's awesome to see him moving around. Fully healthy, elite arm talent, insane escapability, and the ability to do what all defensive coordinators hate, which is extend the play. I think he had a touchdown this week where he held onto the ball for over 8 seconds. It's hard to talk on here for 8 seconds, let alone scramble around and find somebody open in the NFL. So number 5, Kyler Murray. Number 4, this guy's been knocking on the door. He's been on deck. And I said after Sunday night, look, all this guy does, all CJ Stroud does is, you know, he's 5th in EPA. He's 9th in QBR. He played a tough Bears defense, though, at home. So he's coming in at number 4, CJ Stroud. Third down throws on Sunday night were big time for me. He had a great win against the Colts week 1. He played really well. But when his team needed to play on third down, he was making top-level throws, extending plays, putting the ball in the money, didn't put the ball in harm's way. I think he still has the streak right now, close to 300 attempts without an interception. So playing really clean football. Loved what I saw from CJ. Number 3, moving up from 5. I am a little biased towards Joe Burrow. He's coming in at number 3. I thought he played great in Arrowhead. He played good enough to win. They just didn't close the game out. His only mistake was the fumble. Kind of a weird play, but thought Joe Burrow played great. Right now, he is ranked 7th in EPA, 13th in QBR. His QBR against the Chiefs was really good. I thought he completely outplayed Patrick Mahomes in his own building. So Joe Burrow's coming in at number 3. That's right. I said it would take a lot to move Patrick Mahomes down the list. And Josh Allen has done it. So Patrick Mahomes, it's kind of a combination. He's coming in at number 2. But the main reason is because he's not playing well. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt because he's Patrick freaking Mahomes. He's playing pretty poor right now. So right now, Patrick Mahomes' QBR is 19th in the NFL. 19th. That's not good. 32 teams, he's on the bottom half. Patrick Mahomes right now in QBR alone, he's sitting with the likes of Jaden Daniels and Gardner Minshew. Dak Prescott, Justin Fields, Daniel Jones are the guys beneath him with QBR. So QBR, not great. He also just hasn't looked good. There's something weird when I'm watching him. He's really struggling throwing the ball over the middle of the field. He's now had 2 interceptions down the middle of the field. He just doesn't look comfortable. You know, I know Kelsey hasn't gotten going yet, but don't like what I'm seeing from Patrick Mahomes. So, of course, I don't like what I'm seeing, and I'm going to move him from 1 to 2 because he's Patrick freaking Mahomes. His EPA, right now, Mahomes is 17th in EPA. So we're going to move him to 2. We'll see how long that lasts. But, like I said, this is not a lifetime achievement award. We're going to hold true to that. He is not playing his best right now, so I got to move him down. And, yes, the list is fair, but we treat everyone fair, but we don't treat everyone equal, okay? Everyone gets treated fair, but not everyone gets treated equal when you're Patrick Mahomes moving down from 1 to 2. Even when you're playing as poor as he's played, we're going to have to go with it. Number 1, I already mentioned it. Josh Allen is coming in at number 1. He's 3rd in QBR. He's 4th in EPA. The eye test says, you know, he's Superman. I talked about it last week. I'm convinced he wears a cape. They beat Miami. They did what they have to do. He didn't have to do much in the second half. The defense got a takeaway, a pick 6. But there was a key throw in the first half of the game. I think it was right after a turnover. You're on the road. I think they were up 3, or maybe it was 0-0, but early in the first quarter, it was 4th down. Nice swing pass out to the left. The way he read the defense, it was a great man beater by Joe Brady, but that's a big time conversion. Get a score on the road, get the lead. And then he even, you know, in the second half, I thought he rolled out and he made a hell of a throw, extending the play to get them right down to the goal line. Doesn't count for a touchdown, but it was a big-time throw. Big win on the road against a division rival. Josh Allen is the number one quarterback, in my opinion, through 2 weeks. So there you have it. There's your list. We've got Josh Allen at 1, Patrick Mahomes at 2, Joe Burrow at 3, newcomers in. We got CJ Stroud. We finally got him in. 5, Kyler Murray. The guys that are on deck, Baker freaking Mayfield. So look out for him. He has a chance to crack the list. He's playing that well. If he can keep stringing it together and guys like Mahomes keep struggling, maybe we'll see Baker in the top 5. And Lamar obviously just fell off. But again, very early in the year, through 2 weeks, that's what we got. As always, if you love the list, let me know. If you hate the list, let me know. Can't wait to do this next week. I'll see you guys next Thursday. Let's go Jets tonight. J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets. To help me in my pick 'em leagues.